Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Schools Week. A great week here at, for us at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod International Center, because we get to meet and visit with some of our students from Lutheran schools here in the St. Louis metropolitan area, in the bi-state area. And so it's a great opportunity for me to get to meet and talk with some of these students and get to share their stories with you right here on Faith and Family. We have a group from Zion Lutheran School in Staunton, Illinois, in studio with us this morning. Good morning, Zion.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glad to have you all here. Oh, all that was nice and in unison, just like the great music you provided for us in chapel here at the International Center today. I got to hear it. I didn't make it all the way down to the chapel, but I got to hear it as I was passing by this morning. So thanks for sharing your music with us. Well, in studio today, we have a number of friends from Zion Lutheran. We'll start with our principal in studio this morning, Mr. David Manning. Good morning, Mr. Manning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you in studio. Thanks for accepting my invitation and sharing some time with us in studio. Now, how many students, how many friends did you bring from Zion this morning?
We have four in studio with us today. Mm-hmm. Very diverse group.
And you brought musicians this morning to chapel as well, and looks like some parents and others as well. Tell me about the group you brought. How many did you bring all together today?
We had 31 in our new choir. It's aptly named the Thursday Choir because that's the day they practice on. Very creative name there. But 31, grades 4 through 8. It's not all of our 4th through 8th graders, but it's those who love to sing, which is just about all of our 4th through 8th graders. So it was a great group.
Well, speaking of 4th through 8th graders, we have 4th through 8th graders in studio with us this morning. We'll start over here with Taylor. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
What grade are you in, Taylor?
6th grade.
6th grade. And how long have you been a student at Zion Lutheran School?
Since I was 3 years old.
Three? Oh, wow. So preschool.
Yes.
So you've been there the whole time. That's great. Well, I look forward to learning more about your time at Zion Lutheran School. And we have Lucy next. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
And what grade are you in, Lucy?
I'm in 5th grade.
5th grade. Very good. And how long have you been at Zion?
I started coming in 2nd grade.
Very good. Well, glad to have you here this morning. Ryan, we have Ryan. Ryan, what grade are you in?
4th grade.
4th grade. And you, sir, how long have you been at Zion?
Since preschool.
Very good. So for the long haul. And Grace in studio with us this morning. Grace, you are you're like the mentor for all these students in here this morning, right?
Yep.
8th grader.
Yep.
How long have you been at Zion?
Since 3-year-old preschool.
All the way through.
Yep.
Well, I'm excited to hear about your experience at Zion today and your plans for after 8th grade as well. Now, let's see, who do you have the same teacher throughout the day, or do you change classes in 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade? Taylor?
The same teacher.
Same teacher. Who's your teacher?
Mrs. Metis.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have a favorite subject in Mrs. Metis' class?
Math.
Yeah. What do you love about math?
Decimals.
Making your teacher proud with that, I'm sure. And how about you, Lucy? Who's your teacher?
Mrs. Metis.
Aha. And what's your favorite class?
I really enjoy spelling.
What's the longest word you've ever had to learn to spell? Or the hardest word?
The hardest word. Let's think. I don't really have one. They're just all, I don't know.
Do you have spelling tests every week?
Yes.
What are some of the words this week? You got some studying to do, huh?
Yes.
Ryan, how about you? Who's your teacher?
Mrs. Silbach and Mrs. Erson.
And what is your favorite subject? What's your favorite
math
class? Math as well. What do you like about math?
Times.
Yeah, multiplication, huh? Grace?
Mr. Manning and Mrs. Crouch, and then also Pastor Metis.
So you have several teachers in 8th grade. All right. Do you have a favorite subject? It's okay if it's not what Mr. Manning teaches. But it might get you some extra points if it is.
She just looked over here and said, do I have to say math too? And I'm her math teacher. So I'm gonna let her...
You do like math. Do you like
math
something
and
more?
Science.
Do you like something more than math?
Science.
Science. Yeah. Is there something particular in science that you really love?
No.
That you really enjoy?
Grace is a lover of the healthcare profession, so I think that's where she's going to be going eventually.
Yep.
Now look, your classmates are all outside of the studio now.
That's creepy.
They're all out there. What about after school or before school extracurricular activities? Grace, are you involved in any activities outside of class?
I play piano. Also, I play volleyball and basketball. And then I do some activities in track.
So an athlete, a scholar, a musician. And did you sing today as well?
Are
you
yes.
So you sang in the choir. Wow, a number of activities. And how about you, Ryan? Any activities that you're involved in outside of class?
Basketball, maybe track, and Thursday choir.
What position do you play in basketball?
All of them.
All of them, of course. You go to a Lutheran school, you get to play all of them, right?
Absolutely.
Learn about the whole game. All right, Lucy, how about you? Any extracurricular activities that you're involved in?
I do softball, volleyball, and track.
Mm-hmm. And, wow, that's a number of sports. Do you have a favorite one out of those?
I really enjoy volleyball. I just love my teammates, and it's really fun.
Now, are you really good at serving? Are you good at defense? What's your favorite position?
I enjoy serving mm-hmm. and hitting.
Yeah. All right, Taylor. How about you? Extracurricular activities?
Volleyball, basketball, track, softball. Once in a while, I have piano lessons.
When you're not running or playing volleyball, right?
Yeah, choir and sports and piano.
Very good. So a lot of athletes and musicians. And, I see this a lot in Lutheran schools. Our students participate in a variety of things. Do you see that too, Mr. Manning? The students participate not just in sports, not just in the arts, but really across the spectrum, getting a full, I guess, well-rounded experience.
Absolutely. There's all sorts of opportunities, and they take advantage of just about every one. As you see today, we have 31 students, 4th through 8th grade here. We only have 6 4th through 8th grade who didn't participate in Thursday choir. That's by choice. They love it. They love to do these things. They love to serve.
And speaking of things you love to do, what are some ideas that you have about something you might love to do in the future? Do you have an idea of what career? Now, Mr. Manning already said, Grace, that you might be in a healthcare profession. Is that what you're thinking? Maybe a healthcare profession in the future?
Eventually, I want to become a flight nurse.
A flight nurse?
Yeah.
That sounds like really intense.
It does.
Yeah? You prepared for that?
I hope so.
You will be then, right?
Yeah.
Ryan, how about you? Any ideas what you might like to do in the future?
No, not really.
Just enjoying the time being a student, learning, and maybe down the road, start getting a picture of what you might like to do. Very good. Mr. Manning, how about you in the future?
Don't have any plans. You know, I just go where God sends me. And right now, I'm just blessed to be at Zion and around this crew. So this is an awesome place. It's an awesome time to be at Zion.
Lucy, how about you? And any ideas what you might like to do in the future?
I want to be a teacher. I just really enjoy, just teaching people, and I have a lot of fun doing it.
And you've, I'm sure, had a lot of fine examples that have encouraged you along the way with your teachers at Zion, huh?
Yes.
Taylor, how about you? Any ideas what you might like to do in the future?
A teacher, a chef.
A teacher or a chef,
yes.
Or maybe both?
Or maybe both.
Maybe teaching culinary arts. Are you already skilled in the kitchen? Have you started doing any practicing in the kitchen?
Well, I start making dinner and sometimes bake for my class.
Really? What do you like to bake for your class?
Cake mix cookies.
Have you guys tried the cake mix cookies? Anybody? Nobody's had them yet.
Yes, they are delicious.
Aha. Uh-huh. Lucy's had them. When do you hear about Jesus at your school? When do you hear about Jesus throughout your day at school? We'll start with Ryan.
Basically around all day.
All day? Are there specific times throughout the day or specific classes or activities at school that that you hear about Jesus and Do you have chapel times? Do you have times for Bible reading as well? I'm sure throughout all of your day, you get to study about Jesus, and it's a part of every subject you learn. Is there a particular part of the day that you really like when you get to hear about Jesus?
Religion and chapel.
Yeah. Grace, when do you hear about Jesus?
Well, all the time.
Yeah?
During the day, yeah. And then chapel and religion classes.
What do you like about chapel at Zion?
We make it fun, and we have fun little songs that we like to do. And sometimes we do actions to them. It's just really fun to do.
Taylor, how about you? When do you hear about Jesus at your school?
In chapel and in religion class.
Mm-hmm. What are you studying right now in your religion class?
Basically just New Testament stories.
Mm-hmm. And do you like going to chapel as well?
Yes.
Lucy, how about you? When do you hear about Jesus throughout your day?
Like all day. We can be in the middle of a subject and we can all of a sudden just start talking about Bible stories, and I really enjoy that about Zion. Like, there's never a moment whenever, like, you don't hear about God, and it's really awesome how God-centered the school is. I really like that.
Mr. Manning smiling from ear to ear as you hear that.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's one of the reasons I wanted to bring Lucy's perspective as a student who transferred in, seeing different approaches and how Zion has served her and her family.
How many students attend Zion this year?
Well, we divide things up a bit. Kindergarten through eighth grade, we're at 80 students. Then roughly another between 40 and 50 in preschool. And then we have not only that, we have daycare and then after school care for some public school students who come over before and after school care. So we might see between 150 to 175 unique students on our campus in a given week.
For our listeners not familiar with Staunton, Illinois, where do you find Staunton, Illinois, Mr. Manning?
You head on up I-55. We actually have two exits for Staunton. And Staunton is an old Route 66 town. Still has a lot of life in it. We are the southernmost point of Macoupin County. And it's a small town of about 7,000. It's a great family feeling in the town, and I think we see that in our school. But we do bring in from about four or five other local communities in our school population.
How is Zion Lutheran School a part of the ministry of Zion Lutheran Church and serving that community? You mentioned you draw in families from other communities. How is this an important part of the ministry of Zion Lutheran Church?
Absolutely. It's amazing to look. Zion is in year 170, and our school predates the Civil War. And so as far as being identified church, it's always been that way. We have Civil War vets who have been in my seat as principal at the school. And when you look at that long history, it's just neat to see how Zion has been a major part of not only Staunton, but Macoupin County and southern Macoupin County. It's amazing to see the influence we have on graduates of our local public schools. And it's a pretty awesome experience.
Do you have students, do you have throughout your day, throughout your time at Zion Lutheran School, do you have opportunities to serve others? What are ways that that you get to serve others as a student at Zion Lutheran School? What do you think? Taylor? Are there ways that you get to serve others that come to mind?
I'm waiting to hear their answers, but I have a great one here, so go ahead.
We can come back to you, Lucy.
In writing class, sometimes, like, if someone's in the hospital or something, we, like, write them notes or something to make them feel better.
So you write them notes of encouragement for those who are in the hospital. Ryan, any ways that that you get to serve others?
You can help. We can help them when they're hurt.
Okay. when someone gets hurt. You learn how to help them. Grace, what are some ways that that you as a student get to help others?
You can help them with subjects if they're stuck. I especially like when Mr. Manning lets the 8th graders teach the 7th graders math.
Aha, so helping by teaching other students.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor, anything come to mind?
In chapel, sometimes the teachers let us sit with the little kids to help keep them under control.
To set an example for them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Manning?
Absolutely. One thing I don't think they realized they could have said, but probably should have said, because it applies very much to this group, is they are mentors for their classmates. It's when you're small, and especially when you're a double-graded school, your older students in a class tend to be mentors for the younger students. And then they pass that on. The next year, they become mentors for that younger class. And it's just amazing to see. And I can tell you from experience, these four do a great job of mentoring to their younger students. Every one of these students around me could name off every student in our school. And that's just a neat thing. They all know each other. Sometimes, oh, so well.
Mr. Manning, what prompted you to consider this vocation as educator and now a principal?
As I told Herb Miller this morning, if there's an alternate route, I usually take it. I was a pre-seminary guy in college at Concordia, Texas, and did a couple years here at the seminary when I realized I really wanted to do more teaching. The pastoral ministry is just overwhelming in what pastors do, but it wasn't exactly where my gifts lined up. It lined up more with teaching. And that prompted me to head on back down to Concordia, Texas, and get my master's degree, get in the classroom, and eventually become an administrator. So not the normal route, but nevertheless, when God has a plan, he's going to get you where he wants you.
And so when did you come to Zion?
This is my 7th year at Zion. It's a bit of a homecoming for me. I grew up about 8 miles away from Zion. Zion students were the ones who beat us up on the basketball court every year growing up. So it was tough for me to walk into Zion that first time and have to get over it being my home gym instead of the gym I went into and dreaded having to play. So it was a neat homecoming for me.
How is the good news of Jesus an important part of the work that you do as principal and this ministry of Zion Lutheran School?
Well, it's the core. It's foundational. Everything we do and every project we have has to be focused on service, but not only service. That's great to serve, but to serve in the name of Christ is that ultimate gift, that blessing that we can give back. And it's just wonderful to see not only the students we have, but our past students and how they now have become servants of the community. And it's in our mission statement. We prepare today's young learners to be tomorrow's Christian leaders. And that is, we live by that.
Students, I'm sure you have friends. It sounds like you have lots of friends at Zion Lutheran School, maybe some friends outside of the school. How do you describe your school to others when they ask, what is Zion Lutheran School? Why do you go to Zion Lutheran School? Lucy, when others ask you about your school, what do you tell them about Zion Lutheran School?
It's really fun, and all the students who go there are just so nice, and the teachers are the best, like... It's the best school ever.
Taylor, what do you tell others when they ask you about Zion Lutheran School and why you go there?
It's a fun learning experience, and you get to learn about your religion that you practice, and it's just one big, happy learning family.
Ryan, do you have friends that ask you about your school? What do you tell them about Zion Lutheran School, why you go there?
But it's nice. Everybody knows you. We're all big, one happy family.
One big happy family. You like going to a school where you know the other students. All right, Grace, Why do you go to Zion Lutheran School? What do you tell others about Zion Lutheran School?
Like Ryan said, we're one big happy family. That's kind of what it's like. We all know each other, and we get to learn about God. Mm-hmm. And that's
now it's spring semester of eighth grade year. What are you thinking about next year? Are you nervous about next year?
A little bit. I'm going to a public school, so that's going to be a big transition, but
mm-hmm.
I'll make it work.
You have been at Zion since preschool, right?
Yep.
Do you feel that all that you've studied and the teachers, the others who have shaped your education there have helped prepare you for what lies ahead?
Definitely.
You feel well prepared for high school?
Yeah, in a way.
In a way. What are the ways that you feel really well equipped, really well prepared for high school?
Mostly like dealing with how they're not going to be Christian. Not everybody's going to mm-hmm. be Christians. And some of the different ways to study, especially.
Mm-hmm. So academically, you feel like you're ready to go and you're ready to be a witness in a school that's not a Christian school. It's not necessarily an environment that's shaped by Christians and our Christian worldview. But you feel ready, prepared, armed with the Word of God.
Pretty much. I'm still a little nervous, but pretty much.
And that's to be expected anytime you go into a new environment.
Yep.
But it sounds like you're well equipped for this new adventure mm-hmm. in high school. Mr. Manning, is that your goal? Is that these students would be prepared when they go on to this next chapter in life?
Absolutely. I had a conversation with a prospective parent a few weeks ago that said, you know, our goal is to have our student in your school until sixth grade. And I said, that's great. But, you know, our goal is to have the students there till eighth grade, and by the end of eighth grade, have them prepared to not only be academically challenged, but socially, spiritually challenged. Those things are going to be their realities, and to have them ready to be witnesses in the world. So that's our goal, is to have them there by the end of eighth grade. And I don't cry at graduation. It's not because I don't want to see them there. It's because I know they're now called to go out and go into the world, and they are ready.
Ready to be witnesses in the world that God has placed them. What can, from your perspective as an educator, what can Lutheran schools do, or what do we do well in Lutheran schools that perhaps can't be done in other environments?
Well, first of all, the connection is there. I have yet to ever go into a Lutheran school, whether it be one that I was serving in, or maybe on an accreditation visit. I've yet to go into one where I didn't feel that all the students were getting a top-tier education, an education that was going to prepare them for whatever God has called them to be. On top of that, I think Lutheran education is just foundational when it comes to the focus that Lutheran education has had on making faith integrate throughout, so students realize that the Bible just doesn't happen only in religion class. The Bible, God is there with them 24/7, and everything they learn is part of His creation. And our schools are just fantastic when it comes to making that connection for our students, that they know that they are all part of God's creation, everything that they bump into, and that they are going to be stewards of that.
We have just a couple of minutes left. I want to give everyone a chance, if you want to give any shout-outs to anyone or thank anyone for the opportunity to attend your Lutheran school. We'll start over here with Grace. Anyone, any shout-outs or any thank yous for the opportunity to go to Zion Lutheran School?
My family, my teachers, and Mr. Manning.
Ryan, how about you? Any shout-outs or any thank yous this morning?
Basically what Grace said.
your family, your teachers, your principal. All right, and let's go over to Lucy.
Yeah, just like what Grace said, my family, all the teachers, and Mr. Manning.
And Taylor, anyone you'd like to say thank you to or any shout-outs this morning?
My family, teachers, Mr. Manning, and above all, God.
Mr. Manning, anyone, any shout-outs this morning or thank yous?
Absolutely. The big thank you is to all of our families for entrusting us to be partners in Christian education with them and the opportunity they've given us to be with these guys every day. And so ultimately, yes, and thank you for the calling that God has given you all to be students in our school.
Fine students and brave students willing to accept the invitation to come be guests. Did you offer them extra credit this morning?
I did not.
There's no casting lots
or anything.
Well, thank you all for being my guest. Can we find out more about Zion Lutheran School online?
Yes, zion-luth.org.
Very good. Well, thank you all for being my guest this morning. Grace, thanks for being my guest here on Faith and Family. And Ryan, thanks for being my guest this morning. And Lucy, thanks for joining us in studio. Taylor, thanks so much. Mr. Manning, principal of Zion Lutheran School in Staunton, Illinois, thanks for being my guest this morning, sharing the Zion story.
It's been a pleasure.
Happy National Lutheran Schools Week, everyone. Safe travels on your way back to Zion and Staunton. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word on Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.